broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend full of God, family, and country pursuits. I certainly did, and pray you did as well. A quick recap, then our guest on Saturday, Richard Mack. The good sheriff was with me, Sheriff Richard Mack. We talked about 9/11 truth, because it was 9/11 last Saturday, right? We don't trust the government, do you? 20 years later, we still think they're full of baloney on the narrative they've given us. We don't know what happened. We're not full of conspiracy theories. We just don't trust government. There's too much that doesn't add up. Too many professionals that say, you know what, that isn't what happened. It isn't right. It isn't true. We talked about a lot of those anomalies that make you go, I don't trust the government. Do you? We also talked about, is Joe Biden persecuting the unvaccinated? Has Biden finally overplayed his hand with vaccine mandates? The CDC has acknowledged that the vaccines do not prevent the spread of the Delta variant, which comprises, they say, nearly 100% of the cases in the United States today. But you know what? They can't even tell us what variant. It's a long story, but legally, they cannot even tell us what variant of the COVID we have. Did you know that? Because they don't have the testing that can make that happen. It's too expensive to produce, and testing has to be approved by your federal government before it can be released to patients and doctors. So legally, they can't even tell you what variant you have. But yet they want to run around the country and say almost 100% of the cases are the Delta variant. How do they know that? They can't test. They can't know. They can't tell you. How do they know? See, everything they do with this COVID turns out to be just a confusing government in the middle of everything lie, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the 9/11 cover-up. Biden says unvaccinated have to get shots to protect those already vaccinated. Well, wait a minute, not if your vaccine is effective. Why do we got to get vaccinated to protect the already vaccinated? Why, if it's effective, why would we need to do that? See, did the president just claim that COVID-19 vaccines don't work? He did say we're going to protect vaccinated workers from the, vaccinated workers from the unvaccinated workers. How do you do that? I thought the vaccine did that. Isn't that what vaccines do? Protect you from serious illness? Biden, quote, our patience is wearing thin. Was that a senior moment for the president? When he seemed angry, hate-filled. Anthony Fauci said Thursday night on CNN that he flat out did not have a firm answer as to why those who have been previously infected with COVID-19, why they would need a vaccine. They've got natural immunities. Why would they need the vaccines? He says, I don't have a good answer for that. The reason you don't, sir, is because you're not willing to admit the truth. All right, because you're not willing to admit that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity, and people that already have the COVID don't need vaccines. The other part you're not willing to admit is if 70% of the nation is vaccinated, 60%, whatever, two-thirds, all right, what about all the people that have natural immunity like me? Don't we already have 80%+ quote, herd immunity at this point or not? Well, Sam, you're due to the COVID, but not to the Delta variant. Okay. Well, then it's going to be like the flu. It's going to always have variants that we're not ready for. We'll never be fully vaccinated. Never have herd immunity like you're claiming then, will we? Admit it, doctor. You're lying to the people. You're forcing vaccines. You're making pharma get rich. Any solutions that are natural health and healing that we want, you deny us. Shame on all of you. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused to explain why American workers are forced to be vaccinated, but illegal aliens coming across the border, migrants don't have to be vaccinated. She won't answer why that is. Biden welcomed a legal challenge from several of the governors. He said, have at it. Go ahead, fight me on it. Sheriff Mack, believe it or not, provides solutions from his Supreme Court win, the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in American history. Governors, you don't need to sue, you need to do. What you need to do is nullify now the Richard Mack Supreme Court case win, sets case precedent for this already. All right, almost 3 out of 4 Americans would quit their job if they're required to get a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to an ABC News and the Washington Post. Only 18% would take the jab to keep their job. I got a question to these 75% who say this really have the guts to do it. If so, then Joe Biden's forced mandated vaccines are dead on arrival because everybody's going to quit. Biden to maskless travelers, be prepared to pay the TSA double fines for those who refuse to don face coverings with a minimum penalty of $500. It's going to be expensive if you fight the mask requirements now, says Joe. Ben Shapiro announced on Friday that his company is prepared for a legal battle to fight the vaccine mandates. I appreciate that. I think private companies should sue, but I think suing is a fool's game. All you're going to get is some nuanced political walking down the middle lane of constitutional confusion from the Supreme Court. Yeah, the government has the authority to mandate vaccines, but it's only Congress that can create the penalties for it. So, yes, you can mandate it, but you can't enforce it. And it'll just be some weird nuance something from the courts. By the way, YouTube has moved over 1 million videos on its platform. They say containing alleged misinformation related to COVID-19. So while the government's lied and had to backtrack and manipulate and quote, change, claiming they're following the science, they get it wrong. And then it's just like, oh, golly, we're following the science. Things have changed. You and I say something they believe is wrong, and they say you're involved in fake news. Take them down. Shut them down. They're full of disinformation. What a disgrace these people are as they declare war on we the people. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services established an office now, I don't know if you know this, but to make climate change a health issue. Look out when they start using health and vaccines and Romney Obamacare and mix all that together with climate change. They're going to change your world, ladies and gentlemen. The Great Reset is upon us. Stanford bans indoor parties for its 95% vaccinated student body. See, ladies and gentlemen, you got 95% vaccinated. You've got a lot of people that have already experienced the COVID too. So you got way above 95% and they're still shutting down parties saying nobody can meet together. They'll never be satisfied, folks. It's a control freak issue. These people are psychotic. College textbook now blames COVID deaths on Americans who oppose lockdowns. You oppose a lockdown, you're responsible for all the death. You won't get vaccinated, you're responsible for the COVID disaster continuing, says Joe. See, the persecution of the non-vaxxed and non-masks are beginning. By the way, a school district begins vaccine mandate for eligible students. That's a disaster waiting for a lawsuit. DeSantis scores legal win. That's Ron DeSantis of Florida. Scores legal win in fight to ban school mask mandates. Court sides with DeSantis. News outlet forced to retract story saying that ivermectin causes male infertility. Third time the media has failed to accurately cover the ivermectin reality. Babies now breastfeeding from COVID-vaxxed mothers are now becoming ill and dying. Health impact news with that piece. Vaccine passports are already here. Yeah, they got a worldwide protest scheduled for September 18th. That's this Saturday. WorldwideDemonstration.com. People's Rights, Sam and Bundy's group, and a whole bunch of people are involved in that, and good for them. All I'm telling you is we better start to stand up, ladies and gentlemen, or we are in serious, serious trouble. Wow, that's a recap of Saturday's news, and there was certainly a lot of it. Monday kicks off no different. Hey, Lowell Nelson, you ready for radio, sir?
I sure am, my man. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hope you had a delightful weekend full of God, family, and country, sir.
Absolutely. That's it, that we're here for. A lot of family this weekend. It was wonderful.
I love it. All right, first we want to talk about Ron Paul always calling a spade, sir.
Well, he does that very, very well. It basically a very brief announcement, but he is rallying the troops, all the Campaign for Liberty troops, basically, anybody who signed up at Campaign for Liberty, interested in promoting and preserving and reclaiming our liberty. He said this. He said, President Biden's executive order forcing companies with 100 or more employees to require COVID vaccination or weekly testing has no basis in science, the Constitution, or the principles of a free society. It also sets a dangerous precedent that can and will be used to justify future federal mandates on businesses and their employees. My Campaign for Liberty group will mobilize pro-liberty Americans to resist these mandates and other abuses of power in regard to COVID by authoritarian politicians and bureaucrats to expand their power and shrink our liberties. End of quote. So basically, the Campaign for Liberty is engaging in this battle, and I just wanted to include this one topic, as I know a number of our listeners are members of the Campaign for Liberty, because it's important for us to know that this is our fight, folks. This is maybe one of the most important fights we've been in, because if we don't stop it here, then we will lose it everywhere. Sam?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The battle's on. A lot of people believe going to the courts is our only option. We disagree. We think we ought to nullify now. That's what the Sheriff Mack decision at the Supreme Court when it beat Bill Clinton highlights. We don't need government's permission to do anything. Why do we got to sue? Just nullify. Just refuse to do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's called dual sovereignty. The states have authority. Did you know that? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, and Sam Bushman on your radio. So Ron Paul doing a masterful job saying that, hey, Joe Biden's executive order forcing companies with over 100 employees to require COVID vaccines. This has no basis in science, no basis in the Constitution, meaning the rule of law, or the principles of a free society. It sets a precedent that'll be dangerous in the future for businesses and employees. Boy, howdy, is that reality check. I also want to mention something else really quick about Ron Paul before we move on. Ron Paul said right at the time when everybody was trying to go to war with Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and everywhere under the sun over the 9/11 issue, Ron Paul made statements. Hey, you know what? The Saudis are heavily involved and responsible. Let's connect the dots with the Saudi. Nothing was done. Ron was right. Now, Joe Biden, believe it or not, releases classified information. And here's what we get. Ready? FBI files released show Saudi connection to the 9/11 fiasco. So Ron Paul knew all along, told us. We doubled down, did our research to prove Ron Paul right. We knew that it was true. We've been reporting on it for literally 20 years. And now your FBI finally admits they knew too. Any comment on that really quick, Lowell?
Wow, that's awesome. Wasn't aware of that. But, yeah, you know, and Ron Paul is right about so many things. He's about right about the war. He was right about the dot-com bubble. He's right about the printing of fiat currency. And so it's just amazing, you know, how right he has been, how prophetic, I guess, he has been. And how did he know? Well, he knew because he does his homework. You know, he understands he understands what motivates men, you know, the greed and lust for power, basically. And he understands that, he connects the dots. He does that so masterfully well.
He understands the principles of freedom, and he also understands when you violate those principles of freedom, what happens, right?
That's right. He does a great job with that, and that's something that Scott Bradley and Joel Skousen and others have been encouraging us to do for years, is to learn to connect the dots. And the better we are able to do that, then the better and more clearly we'll be able to see the deceit at the top levels of government, even in our own country, Sam.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's how it is. You got to understand the principles of liberty first. Then you've got to learn to connect the dots. Because otherwise you connect the dots, but then you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. You don't know what action to take. You don't know how to read the tea leaves, so to speak. That means learning to start to connect the dots. But again, you can follow their patterns over and over and over and over. Look, Joe Biden is following a communist manifesto agenda when he forces vaccines, okay? You can see it when the socialism of Solinsky and some of these other people, you see their patterns, you see their agenda. They do the same things over and over and over. They don't jettison the playbook. They stick with it. And it's very easy to read the supreme law of the land on one side, the laws of God, the Bible, okay, and understand God's plan of liberty and agency. And then you got to understand Satan's plan, the communist socialist plan of tyranny and force and no choice. And then you got to learn that the liberals, the enemies, the folks that are for communism and no choice, they're very good at wordsmithing. So a lot of their words sound great, but these are the guys that are pro-choice when it comes to murdering babies. But if you want a choice not to take vaccines, oh no, you don't have a choice. See, they said my choice, my body, or my body, my choice when it came to murdering their baby. Now, when I say, well, wait a minute, my body, my choice for vaccines, they're like, oh no, you're going to kill everybody else if you don't take the vaccine, you enemy. And see, that use their tyrannical, hate-filled plan against us all. Anyway, enough of that, but I wanted to really highlight that because Ron Paul, right once again, as he almost always is. Well, you had an incredible Saturday, Lowell.
Well, just 2 days ago, in fact, yourhealthfreedom.org, right here in Utah, led by Kristen Chevrier, hosted their sixth annual symposium on health and health freedom. It was up there in Layton, Utah, at a beautiful facility. I attended along with 400 or 500 of my best friends. actually, I didn't know most of the people there, which is very encouraging because that just tells me that more people are getting involved in this fight than ever before. But I was there from 8 in the morning till 7 at night. It's absolutely worthwhile and wonderful. The information was amazing. So what was there? Who was there? Well, there were doctors from all around the United States. And experts, basically experts in COVID vaccines, in vaccinations in general, anybody with great expertise with health or with health freedom came and spoke at this symposium, and so we won't have time today, Sam, to talk about all the speakers, so I've just chosen four of the speakers. I tried to keep it to three, but I couldn't. Four speakers who had messages or information that I just think, you know, knocked our socks off. And
before we get into the four speakers, I just want to say Kristen Chevrier puts this together. This is the sixth annual event. And, man, Utah's getting on the map for incredible events like this. YourHealthFreedom.org. What do they have this thing, yearly?
Yeah, annually, usually in September. Andy Wakefield has been our headline speaker for several years running prior to now. He, unfortunately, due to a film production commitment, was unable to attend this year. But we had Dr. Peter McCullough, who headlined our event this year. And there's nobody who has published more papers, peer-reviewed papers and literature on COVID and a COVID vaccine than Dr. Peter McCullough. He's a cardiologist in Texas, a professor of medicine and so forth. Very, very technically able and a marvelous man, wonderful, kind gentleman as well. So we've had this number of years, and the plan is to continue to have it. And so, I know that we filmed it so that we can make it available at yourhealthfreedom.org in the days to come. Hopefully it'll be, just a few days while the video is edited and prepared for publication. So, again, that website is yourhealthfreedom.org. Sam?
All right, there you have it. Now, these four speakers are incredible. And I want to start out with Dr. Peter McCullough because COVID, facts, numbers, interventions, and policies. I focus on him because you mentioned him as kind of the headliner. But I also want to kind of mention this guy breaks it down like nobody's business.
He sure does. He is so well acquainted with the messenger RNA vaccine, how it works. He had graphs showing how it works. Even broke it down between like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine versus the Pfizer vaccine versus the Moderna vaccine and how each one works and the mechanisms basically within the vaccine that attempt to, spur a specific reaction in the body. it was just utterly incredible. Sometimes he uses big words, and I had to look up some of these words to understand what he was talking about. But boy, he has credentials that are just incredible. And the other thing, Sam, he's really not against vaccines. He basically has gotten all of them. He's never gotten the COVID vaccine, but, prior to 2019, where the CDC has all these vaccines and stuff that they recommend, well, it's not that he's against them. He said, I've gotten all of them, which was a surprise to me. But he says the COVID vaccine in particular has no safety data monitoring board. So he called it a vehicle without brakes. He called it, this like a train without brakes going down the tracks. It's just gathering speed, but it has no brakes. He talked about the importance of monitoring the safety of our products. We do it with our homes, right? We have inspectors come to our home, make sure that the builders built our homes that are safe, using safe materials, safe electrical systems, and appliances are checked out this way too. You can't even buy an appliance that hasn't gone to Underwriters Laboratories and been checked out for safety. The same for vehicles, motor vehicles. They're checked and inspected for safety. Well, what about the vaccine? No, has not been inspected for safety. Not the COVID vaccine, and he went into great detail on what was, the normal safety procedures associated and bodies of monitoring board associated with COVID, with vaccines prior to COVID, and then the lack of those safety monitoring boards and mechanisms with the COVID vaccines, whether it was Pfizer,
and
Moderna,
this is why,
or Johnson.
This is why, Lowell Nelson, why I dispute anybody who runs around and tells me they're safe and effective. You cannot dismiss all the normal checks and balances in the process that denote safety and effectiveness. You cannot disable all those mechanisms, ram it through under emergency, whatever, and then claim it's safe and effective on the back end of an experiment without time behind it. You can't honestly do that in the scientific world. Quick pause. Hey.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is currently centered in the western Gulf of Mexico. North Korea carried out successful tests of a long-range cruise missile over the weekend, their state media said on Monday. The missiles flew about 1,500 clicks, that's about 930 miles, before hitting their targets and falling into their waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. North Korea's cruise missiles usually generate less interest than ballistic missiles because they're not explicitly banned under UN security sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's get a COVID vaccine update with Dan Araki.
The Centers for Disease Control say about 62% of Americans aged 12 and up are fully vaccinated, leaving nearly 74 million eligible Americans remaining unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells Fox News that while he understands that some people have concerns about the shots, the data shows that they're safe.
The COVID vaccination, it's not something that came on overnight. This is 10, 20 years of research that went into a really super technology. It's very effective. I've gotten one. Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences, but I understand that people have concerns, they have questions, they're tired of COVID, and yes, many people who get COVID aren't seriously ill, but far too many have died.
USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. And this is why you just look at the bottom of the hour news report, Lowell Nelson, to make the point. They claim this technology has been being used for 20 years. Look, COVID just came out a year and a half ago, supposedly. Oh, well, don't worry, Sam. The RNA technology, this gene therapy we've been manipulating vaccines into, we've been testing that for a long time before Corona. Corona is just the latest adaptation, if you will. And my response is, yeah, and every one of your tests before that has been done on animals and everything else, and it's failed. You've had all kinds of problems with this technology over the last 20 years, too. So let's not act like it's been safe and effective for 20 years, and then let's not act like ivermectin's horsey poop and there's no track record of any kind, or that it's not fit for use in humans and everything else. Everything they say is a manipulated lie. And I don't want to spend forever on this, but I do want to highlight, though, the point that Dr. McCullough is making is that, look, it's not safe and effective. It's not possible when you literally jettison all the normal checks and balances and precautions and safety mechanisms that are in place. In addition to skipping all that for the, quote, emergency use, you know what? You don't have any safety mechanisms in this. You don't have any brakes on the vehicle, as he compares it. That's really critical to understand, and that's why I take on anybody who claims these vaccines are safe and effective. You don't know what it will do to the body down the road. You've done this to 200 plus million Americans and literally billions of people around the world, and you have no idea what the long-term effects will be. It is impossible to know, and to claim that you do know is an absolute speculative lie, Lowell.
Absolutely right. He listed the clinical concerns on one of his slides. And they are many. He had the number, probably a dozen clinical concerns, such as the spike protein causes cell tissue and organ endothelial damage. And these proteins circulate for weeks and months in the blood. In fact, they don't really know how long they continue to circulate in the blood and other bodily fluids. There have been no genotoxicity studies. That's a study that about damage to the DNA. You know, that no one has studied the damage being done to the DNA by this messenger RNA, which is an artificial construction of messenger RNA that is, you know, nobody knows what it's doing to our DNA. There were no teratogenicity studies. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, teratogenicity. That's defects in developing fetuses. No studies have been done on that. And next clinical concern he had was that there was no restriction of properly excluded groups from the random controlled trials, such as pregnant women, women of childbearing potential, COVID survivors, previously immune people. In other words, they used groups of perfectly healthy Americans to run their trials on. They did not include people with comorbidities, no people with that were pregnant, no people were of childbearing potential. They didn't try it on people who had already gotten COVID, and nor did they try it on people who have the natural immunity to COVID. So all of these groups of people that should have been tested, in other words, they cherry picked the people on whom they tested the very first COVID vaccines. They cherry picked them so they could spin the data as being safe and effective, like they were 90% or whatever.
Right. There's one other thing that you need to know about this, Lowell, that you may or may not know. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they don't know what threshold of antibodies you need in your body to be protected. Let me say that one more time. They don't know the number or the threshold or whatever you want to say of antibodies that need to be in your body to make sure you're protected. They don't know what that number is. You know that, right?
Yes, was a point that another doctor made, because he said just the mere presence of an antibody in your body is no guarantee that you will be protected against the COVID illness.
Yes, but they don't know what the number is. And so let me just explain this like this. If you give somebody a vaccine and it increases the antibodies, let's just say that it does. That might be a debatable concept as well, but let's just say that it does. But if you're increasing the antibodies, but you have no idea what level you need to get to, how do you know that it's effective?
You don't.
Okay. It's kind of like saying, look, my plants in my house are going to live if my temperature in my house is above a certain number, but I don't know what that number is. So I'm just going to turn up the temperature and tell you that it works. That's a lie. Because if you don't know what the threshold is, there's no way you can know if you've crossed that threshold. And if you don't know if you've crossed the threshold, how do you know that it's effective? You don't. So that's what I'm saying. Scientifically, they're lying to you. Anyway, incredible Dr. McCullough speech at the 6th Annual Health Freedom Symposium. Yourhealthfreedom.org for more information and to watch the presentations later online. I guess Dr. Jim Meagan also spoke, right?
Yeah, he did. Now, he's a firebrand. he talked about the weaponized pseudoscience, the deception in public health. And what the thing he brought to the table was the fact that these peer-reviewed studies that a lot of big science and big pharma cite as proof that the vaccines are safe and effective, they are spun. They are conjured. And plus, there's a lot of good research that is never published because it's coming out of universities that are funded by Big Pharma. He was personally involved in that. He was working as a medical editor at a major university, peer reviewing various studies. Well, and now he submitted for publication a study that he had peer reviewed that showed toxic material in vaccines. This was some years ago, right? We're not talking COVID yet. the toxic material in the vaccines was settling in the adrenals, the brain, and the ovaries. And it was all peer-reviewed, and everything was ship-shape on it. But his boss rejected it. He said, we can't publish this. Well, he came to his boss and he said, what did I miss here? Why can't we publish this? You know, why is it rejected? And his boss looked at him and said, you know, you just don't understand how these things work. He says, Merck is a major donor to this university where you and I are both employed. And if the university were to publish this study, Merck would refuse to donate any more to the university. You'd lose your job. I would lose my job, and we would be out in the cold. And so that's why we are not publishing this particular study. Now, that woke Jim up. He says, I couldn't believe it. He says, I was flabbergasted. That began his journey from, you know, the mainstream big medicine position to this alternative position where he stands today. Because he says, nowadays you can even pick your peer reviewers. Basically, your buddies. You know, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. It's sort of a wink and a nod. And so all of the people, you know, that want a particular narrative told by these studies, they get together and they just peer review each other's studies. It could be totally fabrication, and it could be peer reviewed and published, Sam. That's how corrupt this big medicine is in all of these studies that get published. You know, and so to me, that was
and so
very
let me
alarming.
Give you an example. Let me give you an example based on what Jim was saying, how they manipulate these studies and peer review them. What they do is they measure things and report on things that don't matter. So let's use the example about heat in the house that I gave. We don't know what temperature we have for the plants to live. But we know that if we do this, it increases the temperature. And so we say it's effective. Well, we don't know if it's effective because we don't know if we've risen the temperature in the house warm enough to make sure the plants live. Okay, so we don't really know because we don't have a yardstick. But then what I do is I run around and I say, listen, everybody that we talk to after we've increased the temperature in this house says that it's warmer. Everybody says it's warmer to a man. So you know what? We're sure that we've warmed the house. That's true. Everybody agrees. You can study it. You can measure it. It's warmer. But you haven't answered the primary core question. Is the temperature high enough for plants to live? Okay, that's the same discussion we're having here. Hey, everybody feels better. People have less, problems when they take the vaccine, supposedly, da-da-da-da-da-da. But they're measuring the wrong thing because they don't know how much antibodies you have to be protected. Therefore, there's no way they can know if they've achieved that number. But what they're doing is they're running around with all kinds of other things. Well, less people go to the hospital. Well, this, well, that. All those things, though, are not measurements of what they're claiming, which is it's effective. So that's kind of an example of how the manipulation occurs, Lowell. We focus on the wrong output or the wrong outcome. We study it. We measure it. Scientifically, it's true. But it isn't the core point at all. And that's how they're doing this. And that's basically what Jim's primary point was, in addition to tying it to Big Pharma and the manipulation that goes on about what can be peer-reviewed and what can't. And who gets to do what in the industry. All right, we got a whole lot more with Lowell Nelson when we come back. Two more speakers to cover, and that's just scratching the surface of this incredible health symposium. 6th Annual Health Freedom Symposium, yourhealthfreedom.org with Lowell Nelson on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. So hopefully my example helps make the point, Lowell.
It did, Sam. I think it's a great example. And I just want to mention this one more fact that before going on to the next speaker. Jim made a point of this. He is one of thousands of doctors who are treating COVID successfully. He has treated 2,700 patients there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Not one death, Sam. Not a single death in his clinic. His patients are telling him, however, that their doctors are saying that there is no treatment for COVID-19. In fact, they want to give the patient the vaccine even after they've had COVID-19. It makes no sense at all. And so,
this is why I say the government now in bed with the media has literally declared war on the American people. When there's a life and death sickness out there and they're forcing big pharma vaccinations that don't have a track record of safety or effectiveness, you've got a serious problem. And then when they know there's treatments on the market available to help people, to save lives, and they literally do everything within their power to make the average medical professional as well as citizen believe there are no other solutions at all, those solutions don't exist, at some point it's criminal and it's war. And I know that's a bold statement to make, and I don't like to make that kind of a statement because I'm the guy that tries to create civility. I'm the guy that tries to ratchet down the rhetoric, not crank it up. But the problem is you're left with no other alternative to believe when they know full well that they could save lives everywhere. But not only are they jettisoning that truth, but they're mocking doctors who claim that these truths exist. They're literally deceiving the citizenry on this false science narrative to the point where it's criminal. It's not just an opinion now. Okay, it's weaponized pseudoscience, as this good doctor, Jim Megan, says. Okay, it is weaponized pseudoscience. It's deception in public health. This is serious business, folks. It's not a joke. And I submit that it's akin to declaring war on the citizenry. What are you going to do, blame it on the communists and say, golly, they did it to us, but yet they're our most favored nation trading partner, but yet we're not going to dig into it? Then we find out Fauci was in bed with them with gain-of-function research, and now it turns out gain-of-function distribution. And then it turns out, oh, well, the communists did it. Well, it was a wet lab. It was a meat market. And then we find out a year and a half later it wasn't. They lied. They knew it wasn't. Fauci knew that it wasn't, but hey, him and his buddies covered it up and he's still fine. And then they lie about masks and now they're lying about vaccines. And then people literally, even CNN asks Fauci, what about those who already had COVID, who have natural immunity? How do you explain that they need the vaccine? He goes, I don't know. Because this is the top doctor here. And then they run around and tell all these thousands of frontline doctors, including this doctor here, Jim Megan, Dr. Peter McCullough, they say, oh, you're not really helping people. You're not really saving lives. You don't even know what you're talking about. In fact, you're discredited. See, this is war, Lowell. I hate to be so blunt,
really,
but I can't see it as any different.
You're right, Sam. And I just mentioned this fact because if you're out there and if you're dealing with COVID or you have a loved one dealing with COVID and you're thinking about going to a hospital for it, you know, stop right there and please consider these alternative clinics, telemedicine and so forth. Jim's practice is telemedicine, and there are the treatment plan for COVID that was laid out in spades, the various treatments, you know, mega dosing vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, and various other, you know, like things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. There's no single silver bullet for this, it turns out. And the very best
chlorine dioxide, or CDS, I think it's called.
Is really a whole range of treatment like this. And so it's not just a single thing. The mainstream media would have you believe that the Moderna is the only way to go. The only thing that you can do is this $3,200, you know, shot of whatever, you know, Pfizer or Moderna is putting out. And that's simply not true. It's a lie. There are much better, cheaper, less expensive, more effective ways of treating. And Jim's practice is a testament. Not a single death among the 2,700 patients who came to him because their doctors had no answer for COVID.
Here's what I find interesting. Here's what I find interesting about the government's narrative. They want you to have antibodies to the COVID, but they want you to have antibodies from every source but your own natural source. Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine if you get antibodies from somebody else's blood. It's fine if you get antibodies from the vaccine. It's fine if you, but if I want to get my own natural antibodies, oh no, what are you thinking? But that's the most safe and effective way. Even vaccine experts have said that for decades, and now they're waffling on that. Paul Thomas, Dr. Paul Thomas, chimes in as a speaker as well. Lol.
His presentation was awesome because he compared, gave us the results of a study between vaccinated children and unvaccinated children. I mean, people have complained for years, well, why don't we have a study that compares, you know, the health outcomes from vaccination and the health outcomes from unvaccinated children? Well, he's a pediatrician in the Portland area, in Oregon, and he has been keeping meticulous records of the 10,000 children that he has seen over the 10-year period. And what he showed us was just mind-blowing results of his comparative study. And so you need to know that, again, he's pointing out on his website here, doctorsandscience.com, he says this: if you have 100 studies that show no link between autism and vaccines, does that prove that there is no link? Well, he says, not if the study design is wrong. He says, what if there were 100 articles that showed no link between tobacco and lung cancer? And he says, there were. Well, paid for by the tobacco companies. Imagine that, folks. Well, you and I both know that that's true. The tobacco companies funded all this research and showing that there was no causal relationship between the use of tobacco and lung cancer, right? The cigarettes and lung cancer. But we know that there is. The use of tobacco does cause lung cancer. And so then we get to his next observation here. He says, the challenge with much of the research being published to disprove the link between vaccines and autism is that they're setting up their studies to look at outcomes that won't matter. Exactly what Sam was just saying. By design, the studies will not show anything and are relatively meaningless, right? So anyway, so he then jumped into his graphs, and he displayed well over a dozen graphs that compared childhood elements among children who are vaccinated against those who are not vaccinated. And in every case, Sam, every single case, the cumulative number of office visits for each element was higher for vaccinated children than for unvaccinated children. And we're not talking just marginally higher. We're talking much, much higher. For example, for asthma, 350 office visits by vaccinated children compared with only 50 office visits by unvaccinated children. Okay, this was the 10,000 children he had over a 10-year period. He actually counted the number of times that a vaccinated child would come to his office for a visit versus an unvaccinated child coming to his office for a visit. For allergic rhinitis, 400 by vaccinated compared with 50 visits by unvaccinated children. Sinusitis, 100 to 20. Ear pain, 250 to 50. That's a 5 times increase among those who are vaccinated over those who are not.
Pink eye, 1,000 versus 400. Eczema, 500 versus 100. Dermatitis, hives, anemia, gastroenteritis, and so forth. Similar numbers. And then finally, this one just knocked my socks off, Sam. ADHD, right? Attention and deficit disorder, ADHD, 150 by the vaccinated group and zero by the unvaccinated group. He never saw a single unvaccinated child suffering from ADHD in his practice over 10 years.
And the reason there's no studies by Big Pharma or by any colleges is obvious based on Jim's testimony that, you know what, they're not going to go against, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. They're not going to do it. And that really kind of tells the tale on the reality that we face, ladies and gentlemen. They say that vaccines are safe and effective, but why do we have a vaccine injury compensation fund that is basically paid out when vaccines go wrong to the tune of $4+ billion and growing by the day and doesn't even include COVID? Why do we have the VAERS index that shows 15,000 plus people already dead and over 500,000 adverse reactions to the COVID vaccines already? And they say that's just a drop in the bucket based on the way the VAERS database works at self-reporting, not even physician-required reporting of any kind. So they're manipulating the data big time, and that's why I'm convinced you cannot debate that vaccines are safe and effective. Honestly, you either don't know the reality of it or you're lying. I don't know which, but I'll debate anybody on this. How are you going to tell me that vaccines are effective when you don't know how much antibodies my body needs to be protected? You can't say it's effective. You can't know whether I'm protected or not. You don't know if there's enough antibodies in my system, no matter what you do, because you don't even have a measuring stick, folks. See, it's very simple when you put it that way. Dr. Larry Pileski is the fourth doctor to speak at the symposium. Lol?
Yep, and he's at least the fourth one that I'm reporting on this morning. You know, and the great thing about you, I'm just picking out a single point that he made during his presentation because it corroborates what I've been saying about the body. You have a body whose immune system was designed by God himself. And that immune system is designed to help your body protect itself from pathogens, from foreign elements, right? And all systems of the body are designed to help the body heal. And so this idea that symptoms are bad, that's a myth. That's conjured up by big medicine, and in order to sell their, like, if you have a cough, they'll sell you a cough suppressant. If you have a rash, they'll sell you a steroid cream to get rid of the rash. If you're vomiting, if you have diarrhea, if you have this or if you have that, they have an answer, you know, to suppress the symptom. Well, you don't want to suppress the symptom. He says, look at the human body, how divinely organized it was. We exhale to get rid of the waste, for example. That's why we exhale. We perspire. We defecate. We urinate. The body all the time is separating. It's getting rid of the poisons, the toxins that are in it. And it's intaking material and separating it between pure and impure. And then the body gets rid of the material it does not want or need or has already used. And so if we suppress the symptoms, then we are working in contrary to the design of the body. The human body is designed to get rid of toxic material. And so we cough what the exhalation cannot do. That's why we cough. We blow our nose if we can't get rid of the toxin through the normal eliminated channels. Acute illness, Sam, is really just an augmentation of the normal eliminative processes of the body. We must encourage sickness in ourselves in order to really, truly get well. Sam?
And the more we suppress that natural capability, the worse the problem gets. Let's be clear. Now, I get once in a while when bodies have got a sciatic storm, or when they're, you know, there's unique times where there does need to be some help. But we ought to be very careful that we're not disrupting the process and making it much worse. Incredible Health Symposium. Thank you, Lowell, for being there and for reporting on this. Valuable stuff. Utah's becoming a mecca for truth. That's the good news. Campaignforliberty.org. Thanks, Lowell.
You're welcome, Sam.
For Lowell Nelson and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic of the United States of America.